Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing developments in science and technology. Science that affects your life. Science that changes the way you view the universe. That's what Science Fantastic is all about. And remember, if you want to get on the show, you can always give us a call. And also, let me say a few things. I get so many emails and so many requests that I'm going to summarize some of the more important ones, and then we'll throw the lines open. So once again, we're going to talk about your questions, but I'll answer some of the big questions first, and then we'll open the lines and talk about what you want to talk about. So once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And again, if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations on the internet by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, once again, we had congressional hearings about UFOs and UAPs dominating the headlines, and so we'll say a few things because, well, these hearings are different. You know, we've seen these congressional hearings before. We've seen many of them. And you know the drill. On one side of the fence, we have Pentagon officials, we have top scientists, and all of them are kind of like snickering, saying, ha, we have a bunch of wackos here testifying. And on the other hand, we have the wackos. That is, we have school teachers, we have pastors, we have ranchers, we have ordinary people saying they saw something in the sky. Well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But at that point, that's where the science stops. You see, science is based on evidence. You just can't make stuff up. Science is based on going through tons and tons of evidence and then finding patterns and then using the laws of physics and science in order to explain these things. Well, with so many eyewitness accounts, it's really hard to tell which ones are onto something and which ones are because people had too much to drink the other day. So these hearings that lasted for many decades never went anywhere. Well, these congressional hearings now are different. Now Congress is on the warpath. Congress is saying, okay, enough is enough. We want the truth because this affects national security. These objects, whatever they are, seem to be better at technology than us, in which case this is a national security threat. And so now, on one hand, we have the Pentagon, who once again are poo-pooing these claims, but on the other hand, we have Pentagon officials. There's a civil war with one Pentagon official contradicting another Pentagon official. That's what makes these hearings so interesting. And what are they contesting? They're contesting hours, hundreds of hours of videotapes. You know, we didn't have that before. Before, it was simply an eyewitness account that somebody saw something up there. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But now we have videotapes. Videotapes that go on for hours. And testimonies from Navy pilots. saying that sometimes this would go on for days. For days, something would be buzzing by overhead, analyzing who knows what's happening at the military base. And this is different. We've never had things like this before in these hearings. And to top it off, we have three military officials willing to go on camera to make a statement about UFOs. All of this is totally unprecedented. We never had something like this before. So what are these individuals saying? One of them is David Grush. He's saying things which are straight out of the movies. This is incredible. Straight out of Independence Day. First of all, he says that the Pentagon is covering up the fact that there have been crash landings. Alien craft that have crashed, and guess who has the wreckage? Us. And what do we do with the wreckage? We reverse engineer the wreckage so that we take advantage of the technology of the aliens. That's the first statement. The second statement is that more than just the wreckage, we have intact, get this, intact vehicles. This is incredible. We don't have to piece together the parts of a flying saucer which broke apart. No, brand new, intact flying saucers held by the United States Pentagon. Well, this is a truckload of information to digest. So what do we make of it? Well, I'm a physicist. And, well, we know what journalists say. Journalists say, follow the money. A money trail usually leads you to the big story. That's what broke the Watergate case, of course. Follow the money. We physicists say, follow the data. The more data you have, the better. And what is data? Data is things that are testable, measurable, falsifiable, things you can touch, things that allow you to put them through the ringer. Now, do we have this in terms of the congressional testimonies? Well, when you read very carefully what these three military officials are saying, they're saying that they were not definitely privy to these flying saucers and wreckage and intact flying saucers. No, they weren't there themselves, but they talked to people who were there, and they will say, yes, they've seen the wreckage, they've seen the bodies, they've seen the flying saucers. But, you know, it's second-hand evidence. It's not first-hand evidence. And because of that, we still don't know exactly how far to trust these individuals. So to summarize, the main thing is that we've come a long ways. The center of gravity of all the discussion has shifted. It used to be that the burden of proof was on the farmers, the housewives, the school teachers, the pastors, who said they saw something in the sky. Now the burden of proof is on the military to prove that these objects are not extraterrestrial. That is a huge shift. So in other words, we still do not have the smoking gun. Nobody is touting out the wreckage. No one is saying, look over here. In this hangar, we have the wreckage of a UFO. We've captured one. We've reverse engineered it. No, we're not at that point yet. And until we get to that point, there's just going to be a lot of big question marks about exactly how far should we trust this civil war going on within the Pentagon itself. So to summarize, the burden of proof is on the Pentagon to prove that these objects are not extraterrestrial and that these objects are beyond our technologies. These objects can do things that are amazing, and there they are on videotape. Hours of videotapes. Hundreds of sightings of these things. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, Call letters at the radio station you're listening to at the web or the website, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In the first segment of Science Fantastic, we talked about these congressional hearings and the fact that they're different. They're different from the other congressional hearings that we've been hearing for decades. We're no longer talking about farmers and school teachers and pastors saying that they saw something in the sky. Now we have videotapes. Videotapes that can be analyzed frame by physicists at the University of New York in Albany. And what they find is amazing. If you can believe what these videotapes say, it's the fact that these objects can travel between Mach 2 and Mach 20 almost effortlessly, 20 times the speed of sound. They can drop 80,000 feet within a matter of just a few seconds. And get this, they can go underwater. Now, UFOs, F stands for flying. But you see, these objects do more than fly. They can go into space. They can go in the oceans. So they don't call it UFOs anymore, because F does not describe what's really happening. They're now called unidentified anomalous phenomenon. anomalous, meaning that they can go underwater and they can also go into outer space. So what do we do with the fact that we have hundreds of hours of videotapes? Well, we can have congressional hearings about these things, and congressional hearings are taking place, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of this. Military officials like David Grush has stated that he's talked to individuals that have seen the bodies, that have seen the wreckage, that have seen intact flying saucers, which we've captured. And what do we do with this information? Well, my point of view is, first of all, if one day you are ever kidnapped by a flying saucer, then for God's sake, steal something. I don't care whether it's an alien hammer, an alien chip, an alien paperclip, steal something. Because then you have bragging rights. You can prove that, yes, alien technology is what you encountered. Otherwise, we're back to hearsay again. No smoking gun. And that's what we really need. So, unfortunately, well, the good aspect is now we have the military testifying against the military. Truth sometimes emerges with conflict with untruth. So, that's a good thing. The bad thing, however, is that we're still not at the point where we have the smoking gun. We don't have the body. We don't have the smoking gun yet. And until then, well, we can still speculate. Well, let's turn the dial a little bit and talk about something a little bit different that's kind of scary. You know, when we look at the oceans, we think of the oceans as being calm, serene, and eternal. But Benjamin Franklin, years ago, noticed something very interesting when he was sailing across the Atlantic Ocean. He noticed that there was a river of water in the Atlantic Ocean. A river of water in the ocean itself. Today we call it the Gulf Stream. The Gulf Stream takes warm water from Cuba, the Caribbean. It goes north until it hits Iceland and then Northern Europe and starts to warm up Northern Europe a little bit. Now, take a map of the Earth and you'll notice something astonishing. You'll notice that Iceland and Northern Canada have the same longitude line as England, which means that by rights, England should be frozen over. Northern Europe should be frozen over, but it's not. Why is that? Because of the thermohaline cycle, the Gulf Stream. Warm water from the Gulf goes across the Atlantic Ocean and warms up Europe so Europe doesn't freeze over. Well, is that thermohaline cycle permanent? Well, there's a new paper that's causing a lot of ruckus. A new paper saying no. The thermohaline cycle is more fragile than you realize. In fact, it could collapse. Now, some people say, well, we've known about this cycle. After all, it goes back to Benjamin Franklin. But collapse? Give me a break. It's going to take centuries for it to collapse. Well, here's a new paper that's enough to make your jaws drop. It's a new paper that tries to estimate when the tipping point of the thermohaline cycle will be hit, in which case the thermohaline cycle could be diverted, in which case Europe could freeze over. Not only that, but the weather system of the entire planet could be disrupted, because water, of course, doesn't just stop. It keeps on going. It circulates totally around the Earth, like a belt. And so, in other words, this belt of warm water could be disrupted. And you may say to yourself, is this science fiction? Well, it's actually happened in the past. That's right. The thermohaline cycle has in the past been disrupted, and it could happen again. In fact, there's even a Hollywood movie, The Day After Tomorrow, which looks into what could happen if one day this warm water current no longer goes from the Gulf of Mexico across the Atlantic Ocean, warming up Europe, warming up areas which by rights should be frozen over, but are not because of the transport of warm water. This is a global phenomenon. Water doesn't simply stop. It doesn't start in the Gulf of Mexico and stop in Europe. No, it goes completely around the earth and it cycles and gets warm water as it goes toward the Caribbean, cools down as it goes around the rest of the earth, and warms up again as it returns back toward the Caribbean. So what do we make of this? Well, people are simply dazzled by the implications of this. This idea that the thermothaline cycle could be disrupted, is not a new idea. There's a Hollywood movie based on that fact. The new phenomenon that is causing a lot of people to worry is the tipping point. Are we closer to the tipping point where this conveyor belt of warm water could be disrupted? We used to say, come on, it's going to take centuries. Centuries for it to be disrupted. This new paper says no. Looking at the data, looking at all the indicators, we now realize that it could happen a lot sooner than you realize. In which case, all hell could break loose. Europe could be frozen over. Think about that. Also, in the news, good news, the Webb Telescope is up and running and sharing its secrets. You've probably seen many of the pictures of the Webb Telescope. On one hand, we see things that we couldn't see before. The beginnings of planets being formed in outer space. Think about that. We thought that we would never be able to do that, and yet here we are just at the brink of being able to photograph planets, not just stars, but planets which are small and dim, circulating around stars. Now, some people say, but wait a minute. These pictures are kind of dull. They're kind of grainy, and they're not like the Hubble pictures, which are colorful and spectacular. What's happening here? Well, it's true that picture by picture, the Webb Telescope pictures have finer resolution than the earlier Hubble pictures, but the pictures coming from Webb are a little bit dark. Now, why is that? Because the Webb Telescope looks at the infrared spectrum, which is darker than the usual visible spectrum and the ultraviolet spectrum. And why is that? Because the Webb Telescope is looking into the past like a time machine. Think about it. A time machine that goes back to the origin of the universe itself. In other words, we get radiation from the Big Bang. But the radiation has been stretched. Stretched because the universe expands. It's been expanding for 13.7 billion years. As a consequence, that's why it's dimmer. That's why some of the Webb Telescope pictures are dimmer than the Hubble, because of the fact that we're looking at radiation going back to creation itself. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station and the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The federal election interference trial involving Donald Trump is being delayed as the judge has officially canceled the scheduled March 4th trial. This comes as an appeals court considers Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the case. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month. That's nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. Significant job gains were observed in professional and business services, healthcare, and retail trade sectors. President Biden is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend, with plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday. During his time in L.A., Biden will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. The President and First Lady will then travel to Las Vegas on Sunday. That's ahead of Nevada's Democratic presidential primary, which will be held Tuesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And what we're going to do now is answer your direct listener questions. And so let's now open the lines and you can get on the air. So let's take the first listener phone call.
Yeah, this is Larry in Las Vegas. I'm listening to 101.5 in Las Vegas, Nevada, FM radio 101.5. My question is, have you heard about the whistleblower stating that they actually do have, the government, U.S. government actually does have craft that defies gravity and uses a different type of propulsion system, and we actually have these? And there's a whistleblower that came out about 3 weeks ago from the Army. Have you heard about that? And what do you think about this propulsion system, and what could it be, actually? Thank you so much. I really look forward to listening to you all the time.
Yes. Well, as I mentioned earlier, yes, I've been following this. Yes, we hear reports that perhaps these alien craft use a technology that is beyond anything that we have. However, the problem is that, well, as a physicist, we like to have data. We like to see the object. We like to get up close and dirty so that we can say, aha, that's how they work. That's how they can go faster than the speed of light, so on and so forth. Unfortunately, we don't have it. In which case, it's all speculation. And so I think some of the speculation could be correct, but that's what it is. Now, for example, if these objects are really extraterrestrial, it means they came from another star system. And our mightiest rocket, the Saturn rocket, that travels to the nearest star, Alpha Centauri, would take, about 20,000 years. 20,000 years for a chemical rocket to go from the Earth to the nearest star. Now that's impractical, even for a flying saucer, to take 20,000 years to reach a nearby star. And so a new propulsion system is warranted, and that's why some people are saying that maybe they have anti-gravity, maybe they have antimatter propulsion system. Well, we can speculate till we're blue in the face, but we need hard evidence. And we don't have hard evidence yet. But if it's true that these objects can really travel between different star systems, it means they have a technology that goes way beyond Einstein. A technology that perhaps they use wormholes. Holes in space and time. It was Einstein himself in 1935 who introduced the concept of a wormhole, a gateway between two distant points. He himself did not think that we would one day harness these things to actually go between star systems. But now we have to be open to that possibility, that if these aliens are that advanced, then maybe they've taken a leap and used Einstein's theory to punch a hole in space, thereby allowing them to reach the stars, not in 20,000 years, but in the blink of an eye. But the bottom line is, where is the beef? We have to see the engine. We have to see the technology. It's premature to say what they have because the Pentagon ain't saying. So, sorry about that. In other words, we can only speculate. Okay, well, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline is 612-564-8135. And once again, leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then share your comment. Share your insight by giving us a call and getting on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on the air, if you want to share your thoughts and questions, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And once again, leave your name, call in to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Jim, Geneva, New York, 1240 GVA, WGVA. Just have a question. If you see the color, say, green, and you call it green, and I see the same color that I call green, and you see, say, maybe blue, and you call it blue, and I say the same color is called, I call that blue, how do we know it's perceived the same way? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that goes back centuries, and the question that scientists have always asked is the question of perception. Do we really perceive reality identically? So the color green, is it really the color green to everybody? Or do some people see a different color than the color green? Well, I'm a physicist. We know that you can get the essence of green by looking at the frequency of the light that makes up the color. That can be calibrated very, very accurately. So the color green, we can codify and we know it exactly. However, how it's perceived, that same color green, could be perceived by the eye and the brain in totally different ways. In which case, two people may both say that this color is green. We know it's green because we know the frequency of the light that makes up the color. But how it's perceived, who knows? Perhaps people perceive it differently. So the answer to your question is, maybe. On one hand, we physicists can codify and exactly create a color which is called green because we know its frequency. But how it's perceived, you're right, we don't know. People may perceive the same color differently, and we cannot tell because, of course, we don't know how the brain functions in terms of how your brain perceives the color green. Okay? And so the answer to your question is, in part, we can codify the color green by looking at its frequency, but yeah, we don't know if everyone perceives it the same way. Okay, good. Let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
John from Vancouver, Washington. So I've heard you say before, Doctor, that the temperature is dictated by our location on the globe, the equator getting more sun than the poles, and the rotation of the Earth causing the weather pattern. How come a spot on the Earth, say at 2,000 feet above sea level, is warmer than a spot that is 4,000 feet, say, at the exact same location on the globe, in, like a bottom of a mountain? In theory, the farther away from the sun, yet this spot may be warmer than at the top of the mountain, 2,000 feet up. Thank you.
Well, if I understand your question correctly, it's a question of how we perceive and how we measure temperature at different spots around the Earth at different heights above the surface of the Earth. Well, on one hand, we have, well, Greek mythology, which tried to answer that question. We have the sad story of Icarus. The sad story of Icarus was when a man and his son were imprisoned at the top of a jail. And to escape the prison, the father had the idea of getting wax, putting wax on the son's hands, and then putting feathers to create wings so that he could flap the wings and then fly. And so poor Icarus jumps out the castle, flaps the wing, and temporarily flies. But he flies too close to the sun, and the wax melts, and he plunges into the ocean. Well, we'll take a short commercial break, and after that break, we'll talk about temperature, the Earth, and is it warmer or hotter the further you go into space? Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Well, like Icarus, people have dreamed about flapping their wings and soaring into space. But the question is it hotter or colder as you leave the surface of the Earth? And the ancients thought it would get hotter because you're getting closer to the sun. But the sun, of course, is, what, 92 million miles away? And so that's not the way to heat up, by simply trying to go closer to the sun. In fact, you get colder as you leave the surface of the Earth, because the surface of the Earth heats up and releases radiation. But the farther you are from the surface of the Earth, the colder it gets as a consequence. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Martin Hall. I'm listening to you at 103.3 Talk Radio. And I was wondering that you said the moon came from our Earth. And how important is the moon if we didn't have it, and how that affects the Earth weather-wise? And also, did other planets, their moons formed out of their system? I know Saturn or Jupiter has three moons. Were they formed out of the planet? That's all. Thank you very much, and have a good day. Love your show.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. The ancients used to wonder the same question. That is, where did the moon come from? And we now have Newton's laws of motion, which give us the answer. Because of tidal forces, the moon is actually leaving the Earth. You can actually measure it. Per year is, I don't know, a few inches. But given the rate at which the moon is leaving the Earth, you can then calculate when the moon came from the Earth. And all these calculations converge on the fact that the Earth and the moon were probably formed roughly at the same time, but the moon was blown out of the Earth by a collision with a smaller object, perhaps 4 billion years ago, soon after the creation of the Earth itself. And so, using the laws of Newton, using the laws of mechanics, we can then actually calculate when this event took place. And the moon, we visited the moon, we have moon rocks, and what do we find? The chemical consistency of moon rock is almost identical to the chemical composition of Earth rock. Meaning that we have ample evidence that the moon came from the Earth. Now, that's not the only way that you can get a moon. You can also get a moon by capture. Now, Saturn and Jupiter are so huge that we suspect, though we cannot prove, that many of its moons were captured. They were probably wandering asteroids. They got too close to Jupiter or Saturn, were pulled in by the gravity, and then began to rotate around Saturn and Jupiter. And they have not three moons. Every year, apparently, we find more moons that go around Jupiter and Saturn. And so we know, therefore, that probably, though we cannot prove, probably the moons of Jupiter and Saturn were captured by the enormous gravitational pull of those two planets. So capture is another mechanism not just having your guts blown up by a collision, which is where the moon came from. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
From Daytona Beach, Florida, named Shane Brayla. Dr. K, like 10 years ago, you were talking about extending a lifespan of a human being to close to 200 years. And then all of a sudden, nobody's talking about that anymore. What happened there? And thanks for everything you do, brother. You make science awesome.
And let's face it, the advances in understanding the human lifespan are advances that are incremental, and we still don't have the elixir of youth. We don't have the fountain of youth, but we have clues. Clues that are very tantalizing. For example, we know what aging is all about. Aging is the buildup of mistakes, errors in our DNA, errors in our cells. They accumulate, they build up, and that's why we get old. Take a look at a car engine. Where in a car do we have aging take place in a car? Well, most people realize that it's the engine where the aging of a car takes place. But why? Because that's where you have combustion. That's where you have the buildup of waste products. That's why you have so much wear and tear that comes from the engine. Now, what is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria. That provides your energy, that energizes your body. And as a consequence, that's where a lot of the aging of the body takes place. Now, how do you fix a car? You fix a car by reversing the byproduct of wear and tear, replacing certain parts, removing the byproducts of combustion, which are carbon-based, and that's how you make the engine new again. Now, can we do that? Only partially. We have something called CRISPR, which allows us to tinker with the genes of a living organism as if you're tinkering with a toy, practically. And so some people think that with CRISPR technology, eventually we may have a handle on the aging process. So I'm very careful to say that we are making enormous inroads in terms of understanding why we age, where we age, and possible leads as to how one day we may be able to reverse that process. But do we have the fountain of youth? And the answer is no. We're beginning to understand the mechanics of the fountain of youth. We're beginning to understand how certain animals can live for hundreds of years, like the Greenland shark can live between 400 to 500 years, and the lowly hydra is actually immortal, can live forever. So it is possible, but we're not there yet. Sorry about that. Well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.